Welcome to University College's podcast, I Do Declare, the podcast that offers unique academic and experiential insights from the people who put the major in exploration.
Welcome, listeners, to our I Do Declare podcast. My name is Natalie Lopez, and I will be your host today. We are on episode 30 of our I Do Declare podcast, and we're here with a very special guest, Hannah Terhune. And she is special to us because she is our graduate academic program coordinator for University College. And she started with us as a university fellow. So we're happy to have you today. And can you just say hello and introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Hannah. As Natalie said, I am the Graduate Academic Program Coordinator for University College. I'm currently pursuing a Master's in Higher Education here at Montclair. So thank you for having me today.
Thank you for being with us. All right, so let's get into it. So can you tell us what are some of the factors involved in your decision to pursue a double major in History and Poli-Sci, and then now to get a Master's in Higher Education?
So it's a very simple story. So I'm very influenced by like those around me, and every single like teacher that I had was very like that was a history teacher was very influential to me, and I always had a special connection with them. So when I got to college, I knew I wanted the history degree. I knew I wanted to graduate with that. One time in my game theory class, my professor said that you need something in addition to history to be able to like get a job when you graduate. So I was considering education, law, all the direct like history paths. But one day he said that a communications degree was interchangeable for a political science degree. And I was like, perfect, yeah. I'll do it. And I never looked into it further, but it ended up working out. And a lot of the classes satisfied each other's requirements. So it just ended up working out, and I was able to graduate in a good time frame. And then for higher ed right now, basically just my student involvement, being a fellow, being a peer mentor, working at University College in general, my campus involvement, all led me to pursue that student-facing job that I wanted in the future through higher ed.
Wonderful. And so choosing history, it sounds like there was a lot of different directions or options that you could go in. You said your professor influenced you in making the decision to go into poli-sci in addition to history.
Yes.
Okay, nice. So yeah, what are some tips, I guess, you can share with students that are juggling multiple majors that they might want to go into? How best could they make that decision or use their resources to make that decision?
So I feel like it's different for everyone. I would say make sure, just for yourself, take things at your own pace. I graduated a semester later than initially anticipated because I transferred, COVID, a bunch of different reasons, but really taking the time to actually dedicate myself to my studies and not really fearing graduating later and like postponing my date kind of really helped stir things in the right direction and made me more confident in my decision to go through with a double major.
Nice. Okay, awesome. And so what did you, or what do you love, as well as find challenging about your programs, your undergrad and your master's level program?
So for undergrad, history comes with a lot of writing, which isn't a bad thing, but I had to learn how to write in Chicago style format when I had been writing in like MLA and APA my whole life. Mm-hmm. So that was a bit of a transition.
Yeah.
And then for political science, those classes are debate heavy. Mm-hmm. And just hearing people that have such different and opposing intense views than you in absolutely everything really challenges your perception, and you have to stay grounded or decide to, you know, open up to other people's views and take those into account with your own. So just kind of like knowing who I am, where I am in the place that I need to be in the world and politics and different things like that was more so. The work was okay, memos, different things like that, but it was good.
Okay, awesome. So I guess if you're really into writing, history is a good one to go into.
Yes, most definitely.
And if you're argumentative and like to argue with people and are good at it, poli-sci is a good option for you. And then so what about your master's program? What are some of the things that you love about it and some of the things that you find a little bit more challenging?
So this is my second semester in the program. It's only been about like a couple weeks, so I'm still transitioning to that. I love the, so we have two professional faculty members in it right now, and I love both of them dearly. Shout out to Dr. Liera. He's phenomenal.
I've heard so many good things.
Yeah, no, he's great. I had him for two of the classes out of the three that I took last semester, and just the way that he kind of created a safe classroom, he came in casual clothing. He wore like a baseball cap and like just like a hoodie, and I thought he was one of the students when I walked in, so I automatically like was disarmed and I felt really comfortable. So do that, like Dr. Harris does that too this semester, and they just kind of make themselves very personable and everybody feels ourselves equal while we're still learning from them and learning from each other. So I love that about the classroom. I love the intimate setting. I love the cohort model that it has, so you know everybody in your classes. And yeah, for challenge-wise, I haven't really run into that many challenges yet. Maybe taking an asynchronous course this semester.
Okay.
I've never taken one, even though like I went to college through COVID. So it's an adjustment not meeting face to face every week and having that like direct interaction with like a classroom. So that's probably my most recent challenge with it.
Yeah, that makes sense. There's some people that love it and there's some people that are just, they don't do well in asynchronous classes. All right. So what would you say are some of the most successful characteristics of higher ed majors, or even, you know, your history or poli sci majors? What are the most important characteristics?
So for history and poli sci, I feel those go very hand in hand. And I feel the most, I guess, successful people in the program that went off, like I knew a lot of people that went off to be like White House interns, different things like that, was their passion for it. They loved history. They loved politics. They loved like canvassing for different like local councilmen and officials. And they just loved the rush and the adrenaline of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say mostly like dedicating yourself and just really loving it is what got them through all of those writing papers, our 30-page capstone, all of those really things you need to love to be able to even just get through it.
Right.
And then for high ed, everybody that I know was very involved in their campus and they loved being around people, interacting. They loved helping other people, students specifically, and just sharing like their experiences, the good and the bad, with them. So mainly, I guess, a leadership and mentorship kind of style was like our really important and big factors of like higher ed majors.
I love that. Yeah, and I don't think a lot of undergrad students realize that you can go into a career in higher education. And so a lot of the professionals in higher ed either fell into it or got bit by the higher ed bug, as we say. So, you know, and I think you're going to be a great higher ed professional. So you already have all of those characteristics.
It means a lot coming from you.
Of course. And so what are some of the most helpful services and resources you've taken advantage of that have supported your academic success here at Montclair?
So definitely my academic advisor and even other academic advisors just at University College, because I was a peer mentor there for about 2 years in my undergrad. So just having, so Rob Schneider, I love him. Shout out to Rob.
You have to shout out Rob.
I have to shout out Rob and Bobby Serrani, gem. But they were always super supportive as my supervisors, and they also acted as advisors when they didn't have to. And they could also have that passion that I was talking about earlier for helping students. And I was just one of like their employees, not one of their assigned caseload or anything. And they went out of their way multiple times to support me in every avenue they could, scheduling. And I definitely took advantage of it. I dripped it to the last drop.
Yeah.
Honestly, I wrung out the towel. And yeah, so just basically my advisors, honestly, that was the best thing.
Good. I mean, but that's a good thing, right? We're there as academic advisors to support you and support your journey. So take advantage of your academic advisors.
Yes.
Really utilize them as a resource to support you in whatever it is that you want to do and are looking to do, because they got your back.
Yes, they do. Literally my best friend.
Oh. All right. So can you also talk to us a little bit about your involvement on campus and working at UC? Tell us more about your campus involvement, just some of the things that, you know, benefited you as a student leader.
So when I got to Montclair, I transferred during COVID. So it was, I didn't know anybody, and it was all over Zoom. And I was on campus for 2 weeks before the whole school shut down. So I met two people, and one of them was actually a university fellow. And she basically like posted the link on her Instagram. And I was like, oh my gosh, like maybe like I should apply. I reached out to her. I interviewed. I went through the process. And I was a fellow that following fall semester for Holly Guerra. Also, shout out. I love her too.
Love that.
And she was a wonderful instructor. I got to interact with a lot of students. And then I ended up doing that the following year in person. Then I rushed for Greek life. And through my fellow position, I got to meet Bobby, which I mentioned earlier, mm-hmm. and he was he was doing interviews for the peer mentor position at the front desk at University College, and that's kind of how I fell into that role, and I just ended up loving it. That's where I met Rob and all of the other peer mentors who I'm still friends with today, and it was just great having that student-facing experience, being able to help students that just like walk in and in the classroom experience through fellows, and Greek life was awesome. I met some of my best friends, my sister Sigma Delta Phi, and just overall kind of led me to pursue higher ed as a major just because I loved it and I love this atmosphere and the culture and meeting new people every single day.
I love that. It sounds like you were very involved, you know, once you settled in after the pandemic, after all the craziness. You know, being a transfer student is already, I feel like, comes with its own challenges.
Yes.
But going through that while you're going through, you know, we were dealing with the pandemic and all those things, I'm sure made it even more challenging. Can you talk a little bit about, you know, that transition or, you know, being a transfer student here in Montclair?
So I feel like most of the transfer students that I met are people that graduated from a local community college mm-hmm. and then transfer after their 2 years, which is still a huge transition. But I transitioned after a year in the spring semester.
Wow.
So it was like an off time. Not everybody's looking for friends. Most things are established. Most jobs are already taken on campus. So it was a difficult transition. I remember people walking around and I was like, wow, I just want one friend. But like through getting involved on campus, I was able to really, you know, elevate like my social standing, and I met friends, and I also did orientation as well, and I met a lot of lovely people through that as well, and just kind of, you know, being like, okay, get over yourself, go embarrass yourself, go do everything is kind of how I am where I am, and like made the friends that I did and got the opportunities that I did. So
yeah, it sounds like you really had to take the reins into your own hands and take ownership of that and really challenge yourself, right? Push yourself outside of your comfort zone to be able to go into some of those positions.
Most definitely.
Yeah. Okay, so looking ahead, what are your plans in terms of the job search and any potential careers that you're looking to go into?
So I have about a year and a half yet left of the program. Mm-hmm. And I have the position with University College, and then I also have a position at ELAD working with Anastasia, who is also wonderful. And that's mainly like more administrative support. While here at University College, I do student facing and I assist with programming efforts and doing some like creative stuff with like posters and like media. Mm-hmm. And I would say mostly just the student facing aspect is the part that I want to keep. I originally anticipated going into like academic affairs more so. But maybe something with like student development, campus affairs, like maybe Res Life I was thinking about. Mm. I thought that was very interesting. And I originally anticipated like academic advising because I loved Rob so much. I was like, he's amazing. So I wanted to be that person for other students. So that's kind of like what I'm approaching. With the job search, I'm a little nervous. Mm. I hear a lot of people that are finding difficulty, mm-hmm. but when they do wait and like actually wait for the opportunity that's meant to find them, it's a really great fit. But so I'm not that nervous, but obviously there's always jitters when you're graduating and everything and like looking for a job because you're like, oh, I need money. I need funds.
Yeah.
So I'm just anticipating. I'm going to use Handshake to look for jobs.
Good. Absolutely. A wonderful resource. If you didn't already create a Handshake account, you should.
Yes, most definitely.
So what are some of the challenges that you foresee once you've graduated, both personally and professionally?
So I graduated undergrad last year, mm-hmm. and that was a really big adjustment just because you're not going from seeing your friends every single day to having to schedule things on Google Calendar to hang out with them.
It's such a struggle. Yeah. Even when you get out of graduate school, all of that as an adult, when you have to juggle more responsibilities, it gets even crazier.
Yeah.
So I get it.
No, most definitely. Because like as somebody who really loved and I guess like thrived in like a college environment, it was just very hard to say goodbye to like that version of myself that I was, that free time, that like kind of being able to like explore everything and everything still felt new was kind of a hard transition. Like that post-college depression is definitely real.
Mm-hmm.
And I do really enjoy my cohort and the professors that I have now in the high ed program. So I feel like that's definitely going to hit again as a personal, you know, struggle just because it's a hard transition out. But professionally, I'm just a little bit nervous again, like I said earlier, about the job search and anticipating where I want to work, what type of university I want to work at, if I want a large scale or smaller scale. So those are just some of the factors that I'm not looking forward to as much.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. And I think, you know, going back to what you said about that transition and kind of letting go of your old self, you really go through a grieving process, right? Of like letting go of that person that you were and all that free time that you had and the differences of transitioning from that person to being this new professional, right? Or trying to become this professional in a new field or a new area of your life. So I absolutely get that.
Yeah, most definitely.
But you're doing your thing, you know, you're doing your thing and you're going to get there. So it's going to work out. And knowing what you know now, what advice would you give yourself as a freshman or sophomore?
I would definitely just say to enjoy your undergrad, take the time to, you know, hang out with your friends. That assignment is super important, but so are you. And just, yeah, enjoying yourself and knowing that you're only there for so long and you're only going to have these opportunities and these time to hang out with your friends as much as you can and to use all your resources. Go to those campus events, go to different things and just really, you know, take the time to explore yourself there in college, basically.
Wonderful. So thank you so much, Hannah, for joining us. It was wonderful, you know, getting to know about your journey in at Montclair State University. Hopefully it helps our audience, you know, declare their major and figure out what they want to do. So thank you all for listening. This was episode 30 of the I Do Declare podcast, and we'll see you next time.
Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Take care.